is Free Talk Live, and we are inside this live Saturday edition of the program, and we're here to take your calls about anything that you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We kind of got a drug-related show here tonight, talking about drug addiction and how profound drug addiction may not have as much to do with the drug itself as it does the circumstances of the user, as far as their life and, you know, what do they have worth living for? Is it an interesting life? Are there a lot of things to do besides drugs in their life to keep things interesting and fun? So you're welcome to share your thoughts, experiences, or bring up anything as we go to the phones here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Skype us at username lrn.fm. We start with Bob listening in Maine, the WGAN out of Portland. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, you know, you mentioned government intrusion. Well, I've been investigating government intrusion as an activist in human services since 2007. And the biggest driver of government intrusion is arrogance and greed. In my state, in the state of Maine, and I've got proof online if you want to look at it.
Well, I don't think we need any proof that the government is arrogant and greedy.
Well, in the state of Maine alone, my state representative made me aware, and I put that online on YouTube, that Human Services in the state of Maine was double billing the government for all child services, fraudulently billing federal funding for matching funds for inmates that don't qualify for Medicaid and all kinds of things.
Well, I'm sure they're just going to be bringing those people up on charges now, aren't they?
I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not. No. Government guys never have to pay penalties, almost never have to pay penalties for the things that they do that are illegal.
Well, they get promoted. We've got,
yes, that's right.
I can tell you where to look for it, too. They have probably defrauded the federal government over the last 15 years, something on the order of $500 million.
Well, you know, it's hard for me to feel bad about one government defrauding another one. I mean, they are essentially, you know, bands of criminals, so it's hard for me to really care that they're
stealing. The long knives come out.
I know, but it's really our money.
Yeah, well, it was your money until until you gave it to them. Now it's theirs.
Well, until they took it. But I mean, the point is, Maine is the least populous state in the union. Now, this is going on through a company called Maximus.
I don't think it is.
What did you say? Maine is what?
We have the least population.
Not true.
No.
Not true at
Vermont
all.
Vermont and Wyoming.
Yeah.
Okay, well, perhaps. But we are
It's in the bottom 10, I'll tell you that.
And per square mile, you're looking at Alaska. Definitely
Alaska.
Least.
Well,
so,
yeah, okay.
Bob, go ahead with your thoughts, so continue.
But, I mean, a company called Maximus, M-A-X-I-M-U-S, promotes this. And if a state like Maine can steal $500 million, we've probably got $50 billion missing of federal funding gone to fraudulent causes in human services in America.
Yeah, you may be underestimating, too. Thank you, Bob, for the call tonight at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And to tie it back into the war on drugs, boy, you want to talk about a government boondoggle. Talk about dozens and dozens of billions of dollars going to enrich the government. I mean, that's straight up. And they get to, not only do they get taxpayer dollars, but they also get to confiscate cars and homes and take those and sell those and get cash and drugs.
And the fact is that that drug use is higher now than when the war on drugs began.
Yeah, that's right. So what we need is another war. We need a third war on drugs.
We need a war on the war on drugs. What'll that cause?
No, what I meant was here in Keene, New Hampshire, just this week, the city council in all of its brilliance passed 15-0, by the way, not one dissenter, passed a ban on these new synthetic drugs. I guess they're not that new. They've been on the market for several years. But now you cannot buy them in Keene legally. Which, of course, means that you can still get them online. You can still buy them from, you know, various different sources. And if there's a smart drug dealer in Keene, he's probably stocking up as we speak, because the people who are looking for that particular product are still going to be interested in it, even though it's no longer on store shelves. And it's just amazing, though, that people continue.
The problem with the synthetic drugs is that they were created by the drug war to begin with.
Good point. So was crack.
They don't call it synthetic marijuana for no reason at all. It's because people want the marijuana, but they want to be able to purchase it legally or whatever.
Right, and so they thought this was the answer.
Is far less safe.
So it seems.
Right. I don't like to use the term safe with anything, but the fact is marijuana, less harmful than alcohol, cigarettes.
Marijuana's never killed anybody.
Unless a bale fell on him.
Yeah. I mean, fact is, the smoking of marijuana has never once been the cause of anyone's death.
They may have made poor decisions while inebriated, but you can't say that. You can't say that doesn't happen with alcohol every single day in this country.
Exactly. And if it's a good idea to keep drugs away from people, then why not? Let's bring it back. Bring back alcohol prohibition. If that was such a great idea.
Well, how about caffeine? I mean, this is the drug that America's stuck on. What's the percentage of the population that drinks coffee,
sure.
Soda pops? You look at energy drinks out there.
People love the energy drinks so much they wear clothing with the energy drink logo.
They get stickers for the backs of their
cars. On the backs of their trucks and things like that.
Tell me that's not addictive behavior.
Can you imagine a crackhead driving around with some sort of indicator, like a big crack rock on the back of their truck?
I could imagine a marijuana smoker to have having all kinds of paraphernalia. But they're mostly activists. They see that the drug itself, or it's not even a drug really, the plant, is less harmful than many other drugs available, and they want to promote that.
Speaking of marijuana, there's a story out of the AP in Tacoma, Washington from about a week or two ago, about how, well, you thought that you might have heard, if you've been paying attention to drug-related news in the country, you might have heard the story that the Obama administration was going to back down. They had put out a message that the folks in Washington and Oregon, the states in which there have been legalization measures passed, they basically said that so long as the legalization is very controlled, then they were just going to leave it alone. Well, turns out that that doesn't apply to federal property, of course. The AP is reporting that Karen Strand didn't think she'd get in trouble for having a small container of medical marijuana when she went hiking in Olympic National Park. So this just isn't even recreational. This is the medical marijuana, meaning she has a permit for it. President Barack Obama, she remembered, had said the federal government had bigger fish to fry than people who follow state marijuana laws, and Washington State had even legalized marijuana. But a ranger pulled her over on a remote gravel road, and Strand wound up as one of at least 27,700 people cited for having pot on federal land since 2009, according to an Associated Press analysis of federal court data.
That's not really the ranger you think of, is it? You know, you think of them putting out fires,
right,
and
smoking
keeping
the bear,
people safe, and giving them giving them tours and that kind of thing.
The number of citations is small compared to the hundreds of millions of visitors to the national parks, forests, and monuments each year, but it nevertheless illustrates one of the many issues Washington, Colorado, and other states face in complying with last month's Justice Department memo that requires them to address 8 federal law enforcement priorities if they want to regulate marijuana. Among those priorities is keeping marijuana use and possession off of federal property. State officials have no plans to license pot gardens or stores on federal land, but beyond that, they say, it's not clear what they can do to discourage backpackers or campers from bringing a few joints into the Rocky Mountains or Mount Rainier National Park. And indeed, what can you do? You're just the government, guys. What are you going to do? Send out a text alert to everybody's cell phone to remind them that they can't smoke a joint if they're on federal property? I mean, who can blame this lady for thinking, gosh, I'm in Colorado, so therefore, or in this case, Washington, I'm in Washington, I have a medical marijuana card, therefore I should be able to go anywhere with my marijuana. Who can blame them?
It does sound reasonable.
I mean, people don't understand necessarily the subtleties of, oh, you just crossed onto federal property. Now it's no longer the Washington rules that apply. Now we can just do whatever we damn well please to you and issue you fines and arrest you and all kinds of things like that.
And they will.
Other concerns on the Department of Justice list include keeping marijuana away from kids and cartels, preventing drugged driving and pot-related gun violence. What? Has there been a real rash of potheads going around shooting people recently?
There's probably been some pot-related gun violence somewhere along the line. Somebody robbing somebody, I'm certainly.
There was probably some school shooter that had smoked a joint at some point in the past. But, I mean, in this case, the stereotypes are pretty accurate. Marijuana smokers are way less likely to be violent than alcohol consumers. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear, always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. She was busted by a federal agent on federal land in a park in Washington for having a trace amount of marijuana, and this guy, this park ranger, put his hand on his gun multiple times during this particular encounter. We'll tell you more about it and also take your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And want to invite you also to squarespace.com. If you are somebody who values an attractive website, and maybe your site could use some work, be honest with yourself. Could your website use some work? Has it been updated in a decent amount of time? Do you even have anybody who can update your website? Because a lot of times you'll hire somebody to do a website for you, and then they go on with their life, and they've got their things going on. They maybe move out of the area or whatever, and then all of a sudden you want to do something different with your site, but you don't know what the hell you're doing. You have no experience doing website design, so let the experts at Squarespace.com handle this for you. They've got templates that you can plug into, and they're beautiful. I mean, they're professionally, graphically designed, and they look amazing. Squarespace.com. Sign up for the free trial, and you can immediately begin building your website with almost all the tools at Squarespace.com. You can pick from blog templates, a portfolio, to shopping, e-commerce, and more. Squarespace.com, you select the template, then just get putting content in there. You can drag and drop right from your desktop. You want to change the template later, that's no problem either. It actually saves the layout you had with the template.
That's nice.
So if you change your mind again, you can go back to the old one. And, of course, they have 24/7 support on staff for you. Now, $8 a month is what it costs when you're ready to get signed up officially as a paying subscriber. And you can also save an extra 10% if you use discount code FTL and the number 9. It's so easy to use. And you don't have to take my word for it. You can go and find out now by signing up for the free trial. All you need for that is your email address. The designs are incredible. It's easy to connect with social networking through their designs. They're responsive, so they look right when you're looking at them on a cell phone versus on a laptop versus on your desktop. Smart stuff. And it's shockingly affordable. Save 10% with our code FTL, the number 9, at squarespace.com. Let's go to D, listening in Madison. We'll continue the story about the lady getting busted for pot on federal property in Washington. She thought she was safe. D, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to the Mike 92.1 WXXM.
Yeah, actually, I just was calling in just to go back about the addiction with drugs.
Please, sure.
I found that research that you guys were talking about is very enlightening and very interesting. I can't say I'm necessarily surprised. I've done almost every single drug out there, not just just once or twice. I'm talking about for quite a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly most people can't say that.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't mean to say, like, bragging, obviously. I know they're harmful, but, I don't partake in alcohol at all. It's very dangerous, as well as any of these other drugs. But, I mean, I just found that research that you guys were talking about very interesting. Because
just to recap for our listeners who are just tuning in, the research is of crack and meth addicts who were brought into a hospital environment, and they had to stay there for weeks. They were given the opportunity to smoke crack or meth, depending on what their addiction was. And or they could choose a $5 reward, which they would be given after the trial was over, which was weeks down the line. Given the opportunity when they upped it from a lot of the time, depending on the dosage of crack they were getting, they would choose the $5. And then when they went to $20, almost every time they chose the $20 over the crack cocaine. Or they could smoke a bunch of crack for free.
Sure.
But they didn't. And so what was your story? I mean, you said you've smoked a lot or you've done a lot of drugs. Were you addicted at that time? What was your life like? What was the experience?
I continued to go to school. I continued to hold down a job. I mean, mm-hmm. I can say I've never done crack. I can say I've done methamphetamine. I think it all comes down to willpower.
What was your usage like? Well, in this case, they're suggesting that the reason why people become profoundly addicted to these things is because it's all they have. They've got nothing, in their life that is of real value, that's worth living for. And so in order to find escape, that's where they go. You had things worth living for. You get this college career, something that will come out of that, obviously, and other things that are around there to interest you. So what were your usage habits like? Were you a weekend warrior? Were you smoking meth nightly? I mean, were you varying your drug use? I mean, how long between usages? What was it like?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of varied it. I mean, really, it was, okay, well, did I have something to do the next day? Did I, you know, was it going to interfere? You know, it's kind of honestly what people use it like a night out for drinking. That's kind of what it was like for me. It was like, okay, well, I'm bored. What am I going to do?
So this would be something that you would sort of plan, right? Like you would know, okay, well, tomorrow I don't have school and nothing really else to do. I get the day off from work. And so you would use some sort of mind-altering substance that night, for instance?
Sure, yeah, definitely. And honestly, it's all about doing it responsibly. I mean, as weird as that sounds, but I mean, you know.
Did you find a lot of people that did it responsibly? I mean, so, okay, I'm willing to say that a certain amount of people do it responsibly, but did you find a lot of people that do it responsibly, or do you find...
You're talking about methamphetamine, Mark, or drug?
I guess methamphetamine is mostly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, actually, I got a buddy, and actually, he was the main guy that I would hang out with, and again, same story with him. I mean, we would just plan something to do. You know, he didn't have anything to do the next day. All right, well, what are we going to go do? Well, you know, go smoke, let's go do that, let's chill, let's hang out. You know, so I ran into quite a few people, and honestly, I'm right with you what you guys are saying about legalizing drugs. I if it's available, then people are going to do it. If it's not available, people are still going to do it.
That's certainly true, and if it's
illegal, more people are going to do it.
Well, if it's prohibited, it's also more difficult to acquire. There's a questionable potency issue. There's a questionable content issue where it may not actually be the drug that is advertised. These are all things that come as a result of the black market. So if we did have legalization, then all of those problems would be solved, and the prices would come down as well, which would prevent people who are addicted from being as likely to rob people or hurt people. And you know, people don't want to believe you exist, Dee, and you are not uncommon in the world of the drug user. In fact, I would suggest the majority of drug users are not actually addicts, but they are responsible individuals.
I believe it.
Thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate your story and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. But the laws aren't written with that in mind. The people who are proposing new prohibitions, as we just had here in Keene, they passed a ban on synthetic drugs. And actually, it's arguable that the ban itself is illegal, but like all governments, they just do whatever they want to do, and if they get called on it later, then, oh, well.
It's not like anybody's going to go to jail for passing an illegal law.
Right, nobody gets in trouble for it. So, you know, these people that want to continue passing these laws, they are of this kind of teetotaler mindset of, anybody who uses any of these drugs are an addict. Well, no, actually, it's certainly possible, as Dee just pointed out, that the people who are using some of these drugs, some of them might be addicts. But many of them may be responsible users who are not in any way addicted in any way, shape, or form. And so, therefore, if you treat them as though they're an addict and you force that person into a treatment program or you put them in a jail cell, that's not going to help that individual. You've just ruined their life.
The only qualification for membership is a desire to stop using. When you shove people that don't want healing into one of these programs, you mess it up for everybody in the program.
More coming up at 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts, drug legalization, or whatever's on your mind, addiction, Free Talk Live.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need. For beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Here, toll free, it's the live Saturday edition of the program, from drug addiction to the banning of marijuana on federal properties. It's even though it's legal in places like Washington and Colorado, federal government doesn't care. If you show up at their property line with a joint, you could go to prison. We'll share that story because there's a little bit more to it about what's happening to these poor people that have no idea what it is they're getting into. They just wanted to go out for a hike or a camping trip or something like that. They thought the drug was legal. We'll get back into that. Your call is certainly welcome, though. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Speaking of going camping.
That's right. If you're going to go camping, you want to get the name brands because that's the gear that's going to last. It's the highest quality, generally. Obviously not true every time, but generally that's the case. Also, you want to get the best prices. Who doesn't want to get the best prices? Go to ManVentureOutpost.com. Every time I've purchased there, it's always been the lowest price I was able to find anywhere. They've got a low price guarantee. ManVentureOutpost.com. Whether you're looking for water purification or tents or apparel, boating equipment, fish finders, flashlights, optics of all types, handguns, long guns, knives, scopes, binoculars, firearm accessories, ManVentureOutpost.com's got it all. They're family-owned. They've got low prices. Rock-bottom prices is what they advertise, actually. Go check for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from manventureoutpost.com.
All right. So, again, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And then we had another gentleman call a moment ago explaining how he is. He believes he is a responsible drug user. And I believe that, you know, in my time, I've also used some drugs here and there. I've never done methamphetamine or crack, nor do I have an interest in doing that. But I have known people who have. There's one lady in particular that I happen to like a lot, and when she told me that she had used speed for a period of time in her life, I was, you know, surprised, because normally I still have these preconceived notions about meth addicts and crack addicts, and that's because I've been propagandized just like everybody else. And plus, when you meet people who've had profound addictions to these drugs, it kind of builds that, you know, they're case studies, obviously, but when people encounter folks who have those testimonials, it changes your perspective on things. And of course, when you start talking about drug legalization or decriminalization, well, then everybody who supports the war on drugs, and they are out there, even though they don't ever call this show anymore, it seems like hardly, they are out there. They all have that one story, right? They know somebody who was affected by drugs.
Probably somebody close.
Their brother or their cousin or their daughter or son or whatever. And they know how terrible their experience was with addiction. And as a family member, they love that person.
And they assume that the best way for them to handle that is to advocate for their incarceration.
Believe it or not, they do. They really do believe that.
They just think drugs are bad and somehow you make them illegal and they go away. But the opposite is true. If you look, if you take the time, and this is really rare in the world, people that take the time to look at the evidence before they form an opinion, then you will find that the fact is the places where these drugs are decriminalized, that use, especially among young people, diminishes.
It's true, but they can't get over the emotional aspect of the issue of someone.
That's the problem with giving people a vote.
Yeah.
That's the problem with people having power over other people. They make emotional decisions that are not based in logic, and it's sad.
There's no amount of logic that is able to sway the people who are on the side of the war on drugs. They firmly believe they can solve people's addiction problems through threats and violence. And that's just not how it's going to work. Look, we've had problems with people using drugs for longer than I've been alive, and no amount of violence has solved that problem. Okay, maybe they can point to somebody who got locked up in a prison cell, and then when they were released, everything was fine with them. They got out, and their life got really
great.
And
they use drugs much more quietly now. The fact is, law enforcement against prohibition has looked at this, and the percentage of the population that did drugs before the ramp-up, the war on drugs, under Nixon... And under Reagan, and under Clinton, and under Bush, before all that, the percentage population was the same.
Yeah, but the problem is, Mark, is you're looking, from their perspective, you're looking at the numbers, you're looking at the statistics, you're looking at the science, you're looking at the studies. These people are looking at case studies. They're looking at an individual's experience, and they're saying, this is horrible. We cannot have this at all. We will do anything that we possibly can to stop this scourge of drugs from being on the streets, because if we can just save one life. Of course, they're not factoring in the lives that are extinguished by the war on drugs.
If we can just ruin thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of lives.
How about the destroying, not just ruining their lives, but actually taking people's lives in the form of no-knock raids on people's homes that never were involved with drugs?
Shoot little kids.
Shoot the dog. Shoot the people in the home. You think the guy's going for a gun. The cops think he's going for a gun. He was actually going to get
his wallet.
Sometimes
he is going for a gun because it's, police, people busting in the middle of his house in the middle
Oops,
of the night.
It turns out they meant to raid the house across the street, or the guest house, or on the other street. And these things happen all the time. So you can sit there in all of your pompous, looking down your nose at the drug users. Those people that are so addicted and they're pathetic. You can look down your nose all you want, and that's not going to stop the SWAT team from kicking down your door next because they screwed up and transposed two of the numbers on the address of the house that they were supposed to raid looking for somebody who had an ounce of cocaine. And then in that process, they end up shooting you or your grandmother. Because remember, it was a Katherine Johnston story out of Atlanta where a 92-year-old woman was shot to death by the police as they came into her home looking for somebody who did not live there.
Now,
and there's no shortage of stories like this.
I think another thing to, that's important to point out is when the war on drugs is successful at doing, it gives more jobs to government bureaucrats because you have to have more cops to chase people around,
mm-hmm.
and it gives jobs to the to organized crime because what you do is you drive up the cost of drugs. People still do them. You just drive the costs up. When you drive the cost up, then people commit crimes. Real crimes, not possession crimes, not magic crimes you make in your head, but real crimes with real victims. When those real crimes with real victims are then perpetrated against people who don't do drugs. So the war on drugs perpetuates violence against people who never do drugs. This is
so
the
true.
Mixed up crazy world here. So when you've got crack addicts running around breaking into people's houses to get more crack or whatever,
mm-hmm.
then I mean, you know, that could be my house. It could be your house. It could be anybody's house.
So there you go. That's kind of some information there. We're going to get back to the story here about it's actually from the AP about the federal government continuing to enforce marijuana prohibition even in the states where it has been legalized, in Washington and Oregon. If you're on federal property, so-called federal property, and you end up getting caught by a park ranger with a joint, you're going to go to court, and you may be facing jail. Let me get you the details here. The number, by the way, that are cited for marijuana possession has dropped. 6,282 in 2009, 5,772 in 2012, and is on pace for about 5,300 perhaps this year. According to the U.S. Court Central Violations Bureau, the citations were issued at national parks, seashores, forests, military bases, and monuments. There were even 10 tickets issued at the Pentagon. Officials say actual numbers are likely greater. Park rangers and other federal agents sometimes simply write on the ticket that the offender had a controlled substance without specifying which drug. Defendants say being prosecuted for having tiny amounts of pot on U.S. land, especially in Washington, Colorado, and states with medical marijuana laws, belies the administration's assertions that going after people who comply with state marijuana laws is not a priority. The DOJ first announced that in a position in 2009, though the fine print also made clear that pot isn't welcome on federal property. Strand, but who reads these things? I mean, when the news reports them, they don't get all the details out of whatever the federal press release is, and not everybody reads the news, and not everybody reads the federal press releases.
Well, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Is it like a 12th century maxim? It's a 1,000-year-old maxim. Back when laws were reasonable things that had they were what a reasonable person could consider to be what the law might be. There were victims. People need to be made whole. Now laws, in four lifetimes, you couldn't read them all.
855 453. If you support prohibition, we'd love to hear from you. Free Talk Live.
Are you between the ages of 25 and 65? Do you need to lose at least 10 pounds? If you answered yes, we're looking for you. We need you to participate in an absolutely risk-free nationwide trial of an extremely potent weight loss supplement. It's called AF Plus. To participate, you must call 1-800-934-4295 in the next 10 minutes. AF Plus is a proven weight loss breakthrough. Take one capsule just once a day, and you can experience maximum weight loss. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because it safely boosts your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. We're so confident you'll lose weight that we'll give you a full-size supply to use absolutely risk-free. We only need 100 more users for this trial, so if you need to lose weight, call immediately to guarantee your participation in this nationwide risk-free trial. Call 1-800-934-4295. That's 1-800-934-4295.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You, of course, can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. You can get signed up. Follow us via email, Facebook, Google+, Twitter, whatever is your preference. And you can do it for free at news.freetalklive.com.
When it comes to traffic situations, whether it's an accident or a traffic stop or something, you're often pitted with a situation where it's your word against someone else's. If that someone has a badge, you're in trouble. If you have the ultimate witness, and that's freedomcam.net, there's no dispute as to what happened. And that's what I've got in both of my vehicles.
Me
Ian,
too.
You've got it in yours. It's a camera that points out the front and in through the passenger compartment, then out the back. It has a microphone. It has a GPS on it. It's able to show your speed and route. It takes care of everything. It's got a little memory chip in it. Keeps 8 hours. It automatically turns on and automatically turns off. Once you install it, you don't have to think about it anymore. But when that accident occurs, you've got it. And that's extraordinarily valuable. It's cheap insurance for what it is. Go check it out at freedomcam.net. By the way, they do take bitcoins.
Yes.
It's freedomcam.net. And I cannot recommend this product highly enough. I've been using it for a couple of years, maybe 3 years.
Yeah, at least two or three.
And they've been working great for me. Freedomcam.net.
Yeah, thankfully, you haven't gotten into an accident and neither
no,
for
but
that reason. But police pullovers, man, it's helpful in that, too.
I haven't gotten pulled over either. But what's really nice about it is that it's always it's running when you need it. When you turn on the key in the car, it just turns on. You don't have to think about it after that.
Also, there's one little feature that we have really never really talk about it, and that is that if you get in that car accident, it doesn't turn off instantaneously. As soon as, let's say, you get in that wreck and the power cables disconnect, right, from the battery or whatever, it's not going to turn off right away. This actually has a battery inside the device to where it'll continue rolling for about, I think, 10 or 15 more seconds. So you'll get the entirety of whatever the accident is even after the impact.
It's important.
Pretty cool. So, freedomcam.net. Let's go back to the phones. And the fun here, Tom, is listening in Scarborough, Maine, to WGAN. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, guys. How are you?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts. Doing great.
Well, first thought would be I wish you guys would adopt Maine.
Adopt you?
I want the porcupine in Maine, yes, sir.
Well, you're gonna have to move to New Hampshire to
you're
be.
You're talking about the porcupine, which is the essentially the mascot of the Free State Project, which is a concept of moving people who love liberty all to New Hampshire. And yes, people are coming here from Maine. So sorry that Maine wasn't the choice, but it was up there. It was in the top 10.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just a couple hundred miles too far north, I guess. But anyway, I want to give you a unique perspective on your discussion tonight.
Sure.
Prior to moving to the great state of Maine, I was a paramedic down in what I call the real world. And I think that they ought to legalize every damn drug in the world.
Well, did you have a story that changed your mind here?
No, just 10 years of experience, man. Just 10 years of experience. Because I think they ought to legalize everything, let people do whatever the hell they want, and then take that over into the criminal system. Back when this country first started, if you had a crime, if you committed a crime against somebody, you didn't go to jail. You went to the family or the survivors, whatever, of the person that you committed the crime against, and that's who you owe your debt to.
Well, you're getting pretty radical here, Tom, talking about paying restitution to your victims as opposed to just sitting time in a cage.
That's me, Mr. Radical.
You're crazy.
Yeah. The penitentiary concept is kind of born of two thoughts. One, the dungeon, which is your castle had to have some prisoners in order to be properly decorated. And two, the penitentiary comes from the term penance. Mm-hmm. So the idea is that, you know, the religious folks in this country, largely founded by religious radicals, wanted you to have some time alone with your God to figure out what you've done. Of course, they know already what you've done, so they don't need to spend any time alone.
You just used the G word. They've taken that out of this country. It was part of our founding, and they've taken it out of our country. And if we get back to that, I think we'd be better off.
I don't know. I think everybody's thought process on who God is entirely different, and they were cutting people's heads off over it. Now they're cutting people's heads off over it today.
I have to say that the people who. But what you're saying, Mark, is that it was religion to some extent that created this penance.
I don't think it's religion. It's people's perception of religion.
Well, look, my most spiritual experience.
Freedom of religion.
Well, right. Oh, you have freedom to choose, at least. And
if you want to pray to a pumpkin, that's fine. You know, if you think it's a deity, whatever you want to do is fine.
Are you saying pumpkins aren't deities? Can I take you on the record here?
Did I say that out loud in the air? Oh, my God.
Good call tonight, Tom. I appreciate your call and the thoughts. Thank you for making it. 855-450-FREE. You know, you guys have kind of brought up this religious aspect of things. And I think there's a certain segment of people who consider themselves religious who are very, very anti-drug, right? Now, how many of them are drinkers as well is always a favorite question of mine to ask. If anybody's talking about how they support drug prohibition, then I always like to ask if they are a drinker, if they drink alcohol. Because then they're a total hypocrite. Now, every now and then you'll come across one of them that is totally straight edge. They will not drink alcohol. They will not whatever. You can always ask them if they drink caffeine. You'll probably get them on that one. But, you know, my most religious or spiritual experiences have been when on psychedelic substances. And so for me, using a psychedelic is a spiritual journey. And that's one of the ways that I can get in touch with God, I think. And the people that have a very kind of teetotaler view, prohibitionist view, they don't understand that. And so essentially...
Oh, I can't claim to understand it, but I know that it's been done by many religions around the world have done this since time immemorial.
They want to punish me because I have a way of communing with, you know, that which is greater than me. That is different than theirs, essentially, is what that breaks down to. And I'm no different to them than a, you know, street urchin drug addict. And that's just not the case. There are people use drugs for different reasons, right? So some people use drugs to escape reality because their life is terrible. They have nothing to live for, as we were pointing out earlier in the show tonight. There's a fascinating studies that really point to that pretty clear. That, you know, that's one of the reasons why there is drug addiction is because the people are addicted to the escape, not necessarily the chemical itself. It's not that the chemical is the addiction or the addictive portion. Then there are people like, you know, me who or Rastafarians, for instance, who will use it for use drugs for spiritual purposes. There are people who use it just for plain old fun. you know, recreational purposes as well. So I think there's
I did it for those reasons in the past.
Recreational.
And that's the reason it's difficult for me to sort of reconcile in my mind that people might really be doing it for religious reasons, but, you know, to each his own. Who am I to say, I guess? You know, if I'm not a doctor and I can't say whether or not drugs help people feel better, then I'm not your God, and I can't decide whether or not those drugs help you get closer to your God.
Let's go to Matula. He's in Washington, and Matula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
We're doing a radio show and doing great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm doing all right. Hey, check this out. I'm not sure if you heard of it, but there's a real big thing going on right now. It might be a couple days old. I don't know if you guys covered it on your show, but there's a guy who used to work for the Department of Defense for 20 years. He's a whistleblower. He just put out a video, and he's given the Department of Defense until the 23rd, which is Monday, to come clean, or he's going to release his records on Operation Sedgwick and Operation MK4.
Oh, wow.
You really got to check it out.
What's his name?
Robert Connors.
All right, we'll definitely look into that. That sounds pretty interesting. I hope that Robert Connors survives the weekend. Thanks for the call.
I hope they don't send back in a Terminator for him.
855-450-FREE. I'm interested in hearing that. I mean, this may be the year of the whistleblowers here. Edward Snowden and now this guy.
I'd like to point out I've got a good friend of mine who's a tried and true Democrat, always rooting for the blue team, and you know, all of these tremendous, you know, whether you believe them or not, it doesn't matter. But all these bumps in the road for Obama have been bumps in the road for Democrats. And, you know, these things, I think, is what guarantees a Republican president the next time around. Not that I'm for it. I've had Republican presidents in the past, too. And as far as I'm concerned, it's two sides of the same tyrannical coin.
He is apparently claiming, this is a story over at examiner.com, which, of course, is probably, you know, to some extent, the author here is the Denver Conspiracy Examiner, so take that with a grain of salt. The man in the video claims that he has served the Department of Defense, including campaigns in Iran and Vietnam, claims to have multiple tapes and videos that not only prove the death of Michael Jackson to be a conspiracy, but also that proves the existence of black op known to secret agents as Operation Sedgwick.
Michael Jackson killed by the U.S. government?
Yeah, so we'll see what happens on Monday, I guess. More coming up here in moments. Hour 3's next. Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.